A word for you from 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 10, 18, and 21. And the Philistines fought. Israel was smitten, and they fled every man to his own home. There was a very great slaughter, for 30,000 foot soldiers of Israel fell. Verse 18, and when he mentioned the ark of God, Eli fell off the seat backward by the side of the gate. His neck was broken and he died, for he was an old man and heavy. He had judged Israel 40 years. Verse 21, and she named the child Ichabod, saying, the glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God has been captured, and because of her father-in-law and her husband. This slaughter of Israeli soldiers, and the tragedy of Eli, the high priest, his sons, and daughter-in-law, was but a culmination of events. Don't we remember God reminding Eli, your sons are doing evil in the house of the Lord. Horrible things were being done right within the temple. But Eli, unfortunately, he took it lightly. He passed over it lightly. Just a gentle slap on the wrist. Boys, my sons, you shouldn't do such things. And he left it there. But God in heaven took note of it all. God is not mocked. And he gave Eli ample time until time ran out. And then the thunderbolt struck. Remember, friends, God is no respecter of persons, high priest or no high priest. God's honor must be maintained amongst his people. We may lower the bar, lower the standard, but God's standard never changes. It can never be lowered. And so this was Eli's great downfall. And unfortunately, it didn't only affect him, or his two sons, or his daughter-in-law, but it affected 30,000 foot soldiers when the Lord speaks to our hearts.